26 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning, Yawmul Khamis. Of course, today is the 15th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And yes, my beloved listeners, welcome back. Markaz Sahaba is back. What has somebody sent a message? They tell Mufti Saab, we're going to be firing from all cylinders now. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early, mashallah, Thursday morning, Yawmul Khamis. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 84 to 87. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala poses certain rhetorical questions. Qul, you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Messenger of Islam, peace be upon you. Ask them, Limanil ardu wa man fiha, that this land and sand and this earth and whoever is here residing, the citizens, to who does it belong to? Limanil, the lam for tamlik, the ownership is for who? My property, my house, my farm, my car, but all that is temporary. The real, eternal, perpetual ownership is for who? In kuntum ta'alamun, if you know, then say. Sayaquluna lillah. Then even the enemies will say that it belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah. The entire universe belongs to Him alone, to Almighty Allah. Who makes the sun rise? Who makes the sunset? Who brings the rain? Who makes the moon shine in its glory and beauty? On the night, the 14th night, and you look at the moon even today, you will see the shining, the waxing, waning of the moon. With precision and accuracy, قُلْ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Ask them, why don't you take heed? Why don't you accept the advices and admonishment? قُلْ, ask them, Ya Rasulullah, you pose the following questions to them, مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ, that who is the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the seven skies, meaning the celestial creation, whether it be the planets, whether it be the Milky Way, whether it be the solar system, whatever you want to ask, ask them, and see what answer they give. وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, and who is the possessor, the owner of the magnificent throne? Again, what will be the answer? سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. Soon again they will say, only Him, Almighty Allah. So when the entire universe belongs to Him, Almighty Allah, He is the exclusive Khaliq, the only creator, the exclusive Malik, the only owner and exclusive owner. So He alone is entitled that we worship Him, and everybody, everything else, all deities, all idols, all semi-gods, demigods must be rejected. La ilaha illallah. Therefore, our formula for success starts with the negation. There is none worthy of worship except Him, Almighty Allah, illallah, but Almighty Allah. And Muhammadur Rasulullah and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the final and last messenger of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. You know, in chapter 2, AK 255, Ayat al-Kursi, the most majestic verse in the Noble Quran, AK, that is Ayat al-Kursi, verse 255. Then go to 256. La ikraha fi din. There is no compulsion in religion. You non-Muslim, you have to make the right choice. We can't impose it upon you. So this is the message of Islam. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. Whosoever rejects all the satanic system, all the evil god systems and deities and idols and whatever you... فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. So first you have to come to rejection. Then, وَيُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ. Then you believe in Almighty Allah. فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْهُثْقَى لَنْفِصَامَ لَهَا. Then only have you held on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah. In Urdu, the translation sounds beautiful. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi choot sakti hai. This rope of Almighty Allah can never snap. But it can be released when we release the grip. So that is where we are today. So Almighty Allah is teaching us that they will say, Sayakuluna lillah. Therefore, to say Jesus is God, Son of God, how can God be born? How can God die? So who's running the world? Not one Christian in the world can answer these questions. Therefore, we reject Trinity and everything else. Sayakul, therefore I told you, it's not we, BBC carried out the documentary and told you all these religions are dying, Christianity and everything. When they say that this person a Muslim became a Christian, then go and read. It's either Orat or Dalat. Either he fell in love with a non-Muslim lady, or either money exchange took place and so forth. Sayakuluna lillah. Soon, remember, they will say that only Almighty Allah. قُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. So ask them, why don't you fear Allah Ta'ala? Stay away and abstain from all deities, all idols, everybody, everything. But worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone and follow the Mubarak blessed way of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and believe in all the articles of faith. Then only will you find prosperity, happiness for eternity, and you will find Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Let's take you around the world and come to South Africa. In Iran, everything still continues. Remember, there are still demonstrations, processions, and so forth, and it seems they cannot control it. So yesterday the news broke from Iran that they detained two Spanish citizens. So that means they consider them to be spies and so forth. The apartheid Nazi terrorist regime of Israel, they can kill, they can murder, they can do whatever they want to. And especially nowadays, there's nobody there. The Arab regime, tinpot dictators are siding with the Israelis. So yesterday they martyred and murdered two Palestinians, and there was a strike on Syria, and 15 people died there as well. In America, the midterm elections, remember, is finished, and the House of Representatives is projected to go to Republicans, and Biden and them have almost conceded victory, the defeat and victory for them, for the Republicans, by saying, yes, we will work in a bipartisan manner, and so forth and so on. So meaning that they also aware they will lose. Regarding the Senate, so it might take a few days. They're going to have elections again in few places. And Twitter decided to fire the Africans. They don't want Africans and so forth. So things are going on there. King Charles, he got so old man, was walking with his chameleon. You see, Camilla, we call her chameleon. And then one guy took out the egg and started pelting him with eggs. He got a shock of his life, you know. They had full view of the world. And now the eggs were coming from different directions. You're not my king. That's what they were shouting. So you see, king is in also for a rough time. Rishi Sunak also in for rough time. And what happens? His minister, one of them had to resign because he's bullying his colleagues. So one minister resigned already. Then we must come to South Africa. What can we say about South Africa? We're one of the only countries in the world that have two ministers of education. So now the maths paper is set. And remember, nobody can solve the problem. The ministers themselves don't have any idea, obviously. So it was a mistake in the matric examination, the maths paper. Now I'm asking you, what do you call that? I call that incompetence, hopeless and useless. That's what I call it. You can call it whatever you want to. But sorry about that. But all that is at our expense. We are the jokers in all this. It's our taxpaying money that these jokers run the country. You must remember that. In Eastern Cape, a very, very sad story, but lessons for all Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, and children. A mother takes a hammer, sledgehammer, and bludgeons her four children, and today will be the court case. She killed them, four children, from 2 years old upwards to 11 years old or 9 years old or something like that. Now, we have to go and look at the socio-economic situation of people. What will make a mother murder and use a sledgehammer to bludgeon and kill her children? I mean, there must be something. That is indicative of our country. You must remember, when people have lost hope in the president, his cabinet, in politicians, they can't afford feeding. We're not justifying, obviously, but that will be what you can analyze, that they can't feed their children, so they feel, if I can't feed my children, let me rather kill them. We're not justifying. I'm just trying to analyze it to show you how desperate people are. It's a burnout situation. I can't turn to anybody. Nobody's going to help me. So rather I do this. See, satanic forces come also, and then they say these type of things and whisperings of shaitan. South Africa, Nigalomali. Nigalomali. So again, they collected millions and millions of euros and pounds from America, and you do your dollars from France and all of them, and now in the name of climate change, global warming. One thing I'll tell you about these Westerners, they're masters in giving names, you know, and then they want to collect and so forth and so on. So what's going to happen to that money? No, the conference is going to take place, so some money will move that way. You see, South Africa's are masters. If you can't move it right way, we move it the wrong way, whether it comes under the matras or whether it comes, you know, matras, under the mattress or wherever. So that is where we are. Allah Ta'ala alone have mercy on us. So inshallah, today between 8:30 and 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Maulana Zahid Khan. Then between 11 and 12, Maulana Zahid Khan and myself will be discussing custody. You know, that can be a very, very difficult time. Parents are divorced and so forth. Now, who gets custody of children? 1 to 2, inshallah al-Aziz, will be tafsir. Today, inshallah al-Aziz, we start with Surah Al-Nazi'at. And remember that tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan. Abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin. Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-Jumu'ah. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Read abundant Durood Sharif. Salawat upon me, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Well, let's go to our very good friend Ustad. He says he's going to be troubling you every morning. Gideon. He says, morning AK. So tell me, why is Erdogan supporting Ukraine and turning his back on Putin? Gideon, Ustad.
Where you come, man? What news you reading? I think you're suffering from jaundice, my brother Gideon. You know, when a person has yellow jaundice, I show him a red apple. I ask him, Gideon, what color is this apple? It's red. He tell me it's yellow. So that's your example now. So remember, India and Russia are cutting deals like you can't believe. So they're buying oil, everything from them. And first is China, then is India. Then you come to Turkey. Turkey is paying, you must remember, Russia in rubles. And they are cutting so many deals with them. Erdogan is an astute politician. He says, I can't make war with all these guys, so let me become their friends, whether real friends or otherwise. You know the name of the game of politics, expediency. So he makes friends with MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. He becomes friend of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. He becomes friends of America, NATO, he's part of NATO. He becomes friends with Russia and so forth. So where are you talking about? He is not paying them in euros. He's not paying them in dollars. He's paying them in rubles. To show me and Putin, we have a great extraordinary relationship. So therefore, brother, I don't know which newspapers or which media you are reading, Gideon, but this much I will tell you, you're on the wrong track, my brother.
I've got Sister Abigail, and she says that she listens to your program, but of course she doesn't pose questions. But today she wants to know, Ustad, why do South African schools not teach the pupils about Hendrik van der Bijl, Ustad?
I sent that article out, Sister. Yesterday, Hendrik van der Bijl, or Jubail, or whatever, is Afrikaner, the best engineer that South Africa ever produced. But you see what happens, my Sister Abigail. The victor writes the story. 1948, the Nationalist Party came into power, and then when we went to school, they taught us of Simon van der Stel and Jan van Riebeek and Adrian van der Stel and Erswan. So now, when the ANC is in power, so they will write their history and tell the children, you must study this, study this. So what they teaching them? They teaching them biology. They teaching them this. So how to make more children in school, you see? That. So we got 100,000 illegitimate haramis we have. Children, lay girls who are pregnant in school. So they're not teaching them biology theoretically, they're teaching them practically also. So cry, our nation, remember this. Your whole education is gone to the dogs. Let us be honest about this. Your matric certificate is not worth the paper on which it's written. Even Zimbabwe's level of education is better than South Africa. Go and study, bring a matriculant from there, and take our ordinary guy who qualified and graduated in a normal government school and see what level of education they got. So it is chaos upon chaos.
I've got a revered sister, Ustad. She says that ask Mufti Sahab, why should ladies not go to mosque, Ustad?
Sister, remember, when you say you are Muslim, Islam means to submit and surrender. We submit and surrender to who? To Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He was, he is, he will always be our only creator of us human being, the masterpiece, and the sole creator, exclusive creator of the entire universe and creation. Then demonstrated to us how the constitution will work was by the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So till day you understood, my sister. Now I want you, my sister Muslima, write this verse down, write this reference down. Chapter 16, Surah Nahl, verse 44. You got it? Chapter 16, 1-6, verse 44. I read for you. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَى We reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibana sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this Quran Sharif, the reminder. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ Tabiyin, you must explain in detail. Bayan, to explain. So hear the word, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ So you, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Islam, peace be upon you, you must explain to humanity in detail what is revealed to them. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ So that they wonder, ponder, and reflect. So we got that, chapter 16, verse 44. Targhib wa tarheeb, even Sheikh Albani rahimahullah said his hadith is sahih, authentic hadith. We take you, my sister, to Medina Munawwara, And what will happen is that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is leading the salat and the prayer, and the masjid is Masjid Nabawi, the second most important mosque in Islam, and the lady is in Medina Munawwara. Ya Umme Humayda Sa'idiya, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to read salat behind you in Masjid Nabawi. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, yes, I know. But you see, your house has three parts, three sections. If you read salat in front, day in your home, you will get more reward than the reading behind me in Masjid Nabawi. If you read salat in the middle portion, your reward will be increased even further. And if you read fi qa'ri baytik, right at the back of your house, then you will get and receive the optimum, maximum reward. Subhanallah. So my sister, remember, in Islam, a woman's place is at home. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ that you stay glued to your homes. Yes, if there's need and some necessity, you go out, there's no problem. But now daily for you to come to the mosque and so forth, five times a day, what will happen to the children? What will happen when the children and the mummies are all in the mosque? Can you imagine the noise level and so forth? How much inconvenience for you? Next one, you must remember there, today you know, everybody got cell phone, everybody got cars and vehicles or some form of transport, so then they will be taking your photos, they won't be praying, P-R-A-Y, they will be praying, P-R-E-Y. Don't you see what is happening in the church? The monk and the nun are busy with some monkey business. So you must remember all these type of things are happening. The church, the priest and the pastor are busy with the young boys, therefore the Pope has to go and apologize for their rifle repairs. You must remember this. So Islam wants to save you from all this. You bought a car, you bought a cell phone, you bought a computer, then they give you guidelines, directives. So Almighty Allah created us. He gave us a constitution, theoretically, the noble Quran, and gave us a constitution, practically, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of the best of Allah's creation. So therefore, la tamna'u ima Allah ibn al-masajid, don't prevent the ladies from going to masjid, but wa buyutuhunna khairul lahunna, the homes are best for them. The hadith authentic in Abu Dawood, therefore we did against the women going to the mosque, and then some hanky-panky business goes on.
I've got our brother Tulani. He says, let me say something, AK. I tell my South African brothers to listen to your show because it's very informative. It's better than 702 when it comes giving world news. 702 are afraid of telling the world the truth. Tulani, Ustad.
We don't know who's better and all that, but our message to you, Tulani, is this. In life, if you want to sleep peacefully, then remember, always stand for the truth, always stand for justice. Then you will be sleeping with a clear conscience, my brother. Whether it's for Muslim or non-Muslim, whether it's for male or female. But Tulani, you're not doing right, my brother. You're saying you're only telling your brothers. How come you're not telling your sisters? So you must tell your sisters also, my brother. So you must tell them. You must listen to AK. AK is now firing on all cylinders with the help and mercy of Allah. And he teach you about Islam. Then he teach you about the world. And then we open the floor. We give the non-Muslims preference. And you ask your question, whatever you want, uncensored. And we have no problem. And you must not apologize. You got it, Tulani? So you carry on with your good work, my brother.
I see Tulani is having a good laugh. He says, I'm going to vote for you, AK.
Right. So, but me and you have to walk around with the AK-47 then. Right.
Ustaz, I've got a brother, Jeremy. He says, no matter where you go, he will be listening and following you. So no matter how much you speak about us, he will still be posing questions to you. And he says, if Putin was replaced, say, Would Europe be more calm and peaceful? Jeremy, Ustad.
So, Jeremy, I want you to pose questions. All you non-Muslims, whether you're a Jutla, Jew, Zionist, whether you're a Hindu, whether you're an atheist, whether you're Christian, I want you to pose. I'm giving you this platform. And you don't curry favor with me. You give the question as is in your heart and don't apologize. Inshallah, with the mercy and grace of Allah, we will answer you.
Ameen.
You see, Jeremy, I think you are seeing Putin in your dream when you sleep. Every day you ask something about Russia, what Russia would love, you know. So let us be honest. Russia is finishing the whole Ukraine up. And remember, NATO, America, certain statements they make is for public consumption. End of the day is a big drain on their fiscus. All of them are worried how the winter will hit them in Europe and America. It's costing them double, triple the amount in the, compared to normal time, because they have to save energy, they have to do this, they have to do that. If you just take Britain and go and see the cost of living, it's gone beyond the ordinary man. What can he afford? Your prime minister there might be a millionaire, multi-millionaire, his wife might be a multi-billionaire, but that is not going to help the public and the masses. So remember, the Joe in the street is not interested in your politics. He's interested in the economy. How much money can I take home? What will happen to my children's schooling and health and so forth? That is their concern. So therefore, all these countries are on the verge of collapse because of Putin. And therefore, we salute him. Yes, Putin, bring them to their knees. That is what we want. That you beat them economically, you beat them in the battlefield, and we want America to become the disunited States of America. America. Once America falls, the dollar falls, then Israel and the Arab ten pot dictators all will be removed from the scene and thrown to the scraps of history.
You got a new listener, Ustad. It's from Cape Town. He says that people have changed the Bible just because Jesus was the prophet. Now the Quran is changing and Muslims don't stop it. Warning, check your religion. His name is Tafloon, Ustad.
Tafloon, my brother. From where you come in Cape Town, my brother? From Athlone. Tafloon from Athlone. Okay, come I teach you a lesson. Write down. Chapter 15:15:9. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Verily, surely, definitely, we reveal this reminder, the noble Quran. Allah Ta'ala giving us double emphasis. We, because Allah is stamping His authority, majesty, sovereignty. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And surely we will be the ones to protect it, preserve it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. So how will that happen, Ya Allah? That previous books were there. So all the previous books. Anytime I speak to a priest, pastor, rabbi, I ask him one question. Show me where is your original Bible? Where is your original Torah? You don't have a single copy. You don't have a single person who has by heart it memorized it. We can show you not one. We can show you millions of people, male, female, adult, and children, who have by heart the noble Quran in its pristine purity. So therefore, there's no addition, no omission, nothing like that. You say, and if you, the priest and the rabbis and the Christian scholars or the rabbis, so you want about your religion, let me give you, write down chapter 5, verse number 44. Write down that verse. Chapter 5, verse 44. Almighty Allah said, وَالْرَبَّانِيُّنَا وَالْأَحْبَارُ بِمَا اسْتُحْفِذُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. You are the ones who are supposed to preserve your books, the Torah, the Injil, the Gospel, the Bible. They didn't preserve it, they were selling the religion. But Quran, Allah Himself took the responsibility. Now you, my brother Tafloon in Athlone, in Cape Town, wherever you are, so it's not from today. You heard the name Sheikh Ahmad Didat. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. One day he was very, very ill, you know, after he couldn't speak and so forth. So I went to visit him there in Vellum, and his son Yusuf was there. Allah Ta'ala grant Yusuf also Jannatul Firdaus. mentioned those. He also was murdered. Nevertheless, so there was a book lying there. So he made ishara. He gestured, look at that book. So I picked it up, and the book's name was Furqan. So Furqan was the American version, the Western version. They changed the Quran. For example, Quran got Surah Mu'minun, chapter number 23, the beginning of the 18 part, 18 Jews. But that book had Surah Muslimun. So like that, they kept on changing. In Arabic, I was reading it. So you see, it's not from today, through the internet, through this, through propaganda, and selling this, selling that. They'll always get scholars for dollars. But no one can change the Quran, because why? We know it by memory, which we challenge your popes, we challenge your rabbis, we challenge every one of your leaders. Not one single person, when we challenge the Pope, oh Pope Benedict or Francis, and Francis might be kicked out next year according to predictions, so you must be remember what will happen, that they will tell you, we don't know it, there is no hope for the Pope. So that is what we say, my brother Tafloon.
He says, have you been to Athlone? Because he's from there, Ustad.
How is that? Now you tell me now. How is that now, Tafloon? What you say? I got some gymnasts. So there. I've been there many times. I got hundreds of students. Visit me in Cape Town, right? I will be there second weekend, December. First weekend, December, Newcastle, 50 years, Darul Uloom. And then our graduates, 25 years. Second week, we will be in Cape Town, Insha of December, Inshallah. You got it, Tafloon? From Athlone.
Ustad, somebody says, can you explain who is Andrew Tate? I hear my nieces and nephews talking about, I heard he's accepted Islam. Please explain, Ustad.
So there are millions of people who embrace Islam. So many famous people. He may be a singer, he might be a person, a film actor, he might be this, a boxer, John Tate or whatever his name was before. You see, Mike Tyson embraced Islam, Muhammad Ali embraced Islam. So like that, you will find thousands of people. But me, I don't like this. I'll be very honest. Only when a famous person embraces Islam, then the media starts making it a big story. No. We appreciate any person embracing Islam. And Almighty Allah announces in the Noble Quran, chapter 8, verse 38, any person, male, female, you belong to A, B, C, X, Y, Z religion, you left that and you embrace Islam, so this are the glad tidings. Good news for you. Chapter 8, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُوْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Inform the people to the non-Muslims, إِيَنْتَهُ, when they abstain and refrain from their kufr and shirk, their blasphemy, their polytheism, and all their beliefs that are against Islam, as the Americans will say, anti-Islam. So, يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. They enter into the fall of Islam, then their sins are forgiven of the past. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَ. Authentic hadith, Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif. Islam, it removes and it erases and it obliterates the sins of the past and expunges it. That is the beauty of Islam. Our message is global, international, and we want you, the global international community, you also must get peace and get and receive the right religion. Last question.
Well, I've got Sister Daisy. She's listening to you from KZN, and she says that good morning to you. Very conveniently, the beaches in Durban are now open to the public because of tourist attraction. What about our lives? Does government just not care? They continue polluting our beautiful waters. Ustad, Daisy.
My brother, sister Daisy, don't you know the government is putting you in a daze? Remember that they confuse and they're going to blow our fuses. What is their religion? Their religion is nikalo mali. Give us money. So remember, the more tourists come, Cape Town, Durban, for what? The beaches, you must remember that. And December, January is bumper season, sunny South Africa. So how will they close the beaches when the income will be rolling? pulling in. So what they're going to tell you, Daisy, you mustn't go to the Central Beach, go to the South Coast, that side, Margate, Port Shepstone, go to the North Coast, Umhlanga, and so forth. So that's what they will tell you. Otherwise, sit quietly at home. So that is our new South Africa. They call it Daisy, the new normal. Right. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah.